This is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration believes the only good government regulation is a dead regulation. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, as the Democratic platform we're debating today at the Democratic Convention in New York makes clear, there's nothing wrong with reviewing regulations to make them cost-effective. But many regulations President Bush is suddenly attacking were issued on his watch. They've been studied exhaustively by the President's Budget Office. The President's not trying to see that regulations make sense. He's getting rid of any rules business doesn't like, even if workers are endangered by hazardous equipment, children injured by dangerous toys, consumers poisoned by contaminated foods, and the environment destroyed by business greed. Instead of rushing to repeal regulations business doesn't like, President Bush should carry out the law in a way that's fair and responsible for all Americans, Al, not just for corporate America.
Ted, when are you ever going to stop trying to kill the goose that lays the golden egg? If you knew one shred about responsibility for all Americans, you would listen to the 90% of them who flatly reject your excuses to pile up even more regs. Try eating those eggs. Ted, economists estimate that the current cost of government regulation in America is $500 billion a year. Ted, excessive regulation does cost jobs. That is not some economic theory. That is a fact. Excessive regulation costs lives. This is not some goofy theory. This is a fact. Every time Republicans try to speed up the drug approval process and rid it of red tape, we are always stopped in our tracks by you regulation-crazy liberals. Frankly, Ted, Americans are sick and tired of having to fork out more dough every time you lusting Democrats need a regulation fix. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Democrats dodging the very laws that they inflict on the rest of society. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.